The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Power inside, Eddie kick it out to a streaking Stempion along the baseline.
Great play by Jordan Eddie. Great job by Luke Stempion to finish it off.
Yeah, White forces up a shot off the heel. Rebound Gillette. High off the glass and good on the putback.
Nice hustle there by Gillette.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Branch County Abstract and Title. Hewley's Jewelry. Drew's Place of Coldwater. Haylett Auto and RV. Kellogg Community College. McDonald's of Branch County. Meyer. Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha. OmniSource. Heinz Behavioral Health. Rainbow Motor Sales. Union Pallet and Container. Warner Oil Company. And Willow's Bar and Grill.
Brady Duke finding Grant Maurer for three.
He hits it. Grant Maurer with a huge three.
Cardinals win 58-56 in OT. And warm greetings from Coldwater High School as the second day of the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament kicks off with a game in the girls' varsity bracket of the tournament. Consolation side, Coldwater Cardinals taking on the Carleton Airport Jets. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is JV boys coach for the Cardinals, Quinn Berry.
Good afternoon, Sean. A beautiful day outside. You hate to be indoors on a day like this, but looking forward to some good basketball games.
I was going to say, you ain't kidding about that. You hate to be indoors on a day like today. Well, before we get into the specifics of today's game between Coldwater and Airport, let's do a quick recap of yesterday's action. We'll start off on the JV side for the girls. Fremont defeated Carleton Airport 32-27, and Coldwater over Niles 33-19. On the boys' side, Fremont edged Dexter 55-52, and your Coldwater boys defeated Eaton Rapids 70-63, almost identically to how the Coldwater varsity boys beat Eaton Rapids around the same time.
Yeah, it was very similar games at the boys' level for us at the JV level and the varsity level. We'd get out by 10, 12, 14 points, and all of a sudden Eaton Rapids would make a little run at us, get it down to 4 or 6, but both teams ended up winning by 7, 8 points. So a couple of good victories for the boys yesterday and also a good victory for the JV girls. So they're playing some good basketball.
We mentioned the Coldwater varsity boys defeated Eaton Rapids 70-62. Meanwhile, Dexter over Fremont 63-44. So later tonight on the varsity side at 6:45, it will be the Dexter Dreadnoughts versus the Coldwater Cardinals for the tournament championship. Tip-off is scheduled for 6:45. I'll hit the air solo beginning at 6:30. That's because at the same time, your JV boys will be taking on the Fremont Eagles for the JV boys championship.
Yes, you will, Sean, but you handled her pretty well last night. You got us a nice victory, so hopefully you can do the same thing for the varsity boys tonight.
The JV games that will be going on over in the old gym here at Coldwater High School over the course of the afternoon. Girls' consolation, Carleton Airport versus Niles will tip off in another 13 minutes or so. Boys' consolation game, Dexter against Eaton Rapids at 3:15. Girls' championship game, Fremont-Coldwater at 5, and the boys' championship, Fremont-Coldwater, 6:45. Again, on the JV side over at the old gym, the auxiliary gym, here at Coldwater High School.
Well, we've had nice crowds, Sean, in both gyms all day yesterday. It was nice to see as everybody got out. Hopefully more people will even get out today, grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles home for the holidays or whatever on this beautiful day here in southern Michigan. It's temperatures pushing the 50 mark.
Surprising.
Yeah, really. But we better enjoy it.
I was going to say the bigger surprise will come Monday and Tuesday when we get up to the teens for a high.
Yeah, you're right. Doesn't take long to get back down there, does it?
You almost need a neck brace to recover from the weather whiplash. We were going to talk about the girls' games that were played yesterday. Let's start off with Coldwater losing to Niles 61-46. Niles scored the first 8 points of the game. More specifically, Elise Zimmerman scored the first 8 points of the game on her way to a game-high 23 points. And, you know, really hard for a team like the Cardinals to play in a position having to come from behind.
Yes, it is. We're just not, we don't have the kind of team that's going to score a tremendous amount of points. And when they got off to that fast start yesterday, Niles, it just really hurt the Cardinals. They kind of hung around, made a couple of runs at them, but they just never could make up that big deficit that started the game.
Well, taking a look at the stats that are provided on a ketchup-stained handwritten worksheet from Coach Ken Smoker, Kenzie Galloway, who has been Coldwater's leading scorer with 11 points and 9 rebounds, leading the way in both categories. Kenzie's teammate and best friend, Carly Smoker, I named her McDonald's Player of the Game, a second scorer emerging for the Cardinals in that game. She also had 11 to go along with 4 rebounds.
Well, Carly's a good shooter. It's just she's got to have some confidence in herself, and she knocked out a couple yesterday, got that confidence, and then she continued to have a good game throughout. Does a nice job on the defensive end, and the young lady continues to get stronger, and she'll be a good player for us towards the end of the year. She is a good player, but even a better player towards the end of the year.
Megan Scorfar and Kendall Galloway each scoring 7. They also each had 3 assists. Shelby Bowers with 4, Haley Renke, Kelly Peruki, and Jordan Shirey with 2 apiece. Jordan Shirey added to her team-high rebounding total. She had 6 rebounds. She's leading the team in rebounds per game. Kenzie Galloway, the leading scorer.
Well, you know, Shirey's got to start making some bunnies. She's struggled a little bit around the back basket, making baskets. She's doing a great job defensively and on the boards, but we need to get some offensive output to be a better team.
Really, everybody on the team can afford to get some of those easy bunnies, and that actually improved a little bit in the game yesterday. They finished the game 17 out of 54, 31.5% shooting from the three-point line, 3 of 15. Troubling stat from the free throw line, they were just 9 of 20.
Well, that's not good. You know, you got to shoot in that 65, 70% as a high school team. Doesn't matter if you're playing girls basketball or boys basketball. Anytime you get over up around 70, 75, usually you're a pretty good ball club.
Niles, meanwhile, shot 20 for 48 for the game, 41.7% from the three-point line, 7 of 19. 63.6% from the charity stripe, 14 out of 22 shooting. The Cardinals did have a slight edge on the boards, 33 to 28. Of course, we saw that Niles is kind of a smallish girls basketball team, but boy, were they quick.
Yes, they were. And the other thing is, you know, I don't know how many turnovers they did have in that game yesterday, Niles, but they don't take long getting the ball up to the basket. They get her down, first open shot they got, they're throwing it up towards the hoop. And one thing about that, you cut down on turnovers for your team, but it does let the other team get a few extra rebounds.
The Cardinals did have 19 turnovers, which I think is a season low for them.
That might be, yeah. So we did do a better job taking care of the ball yesterday. Yeah, we've been up in that 25 to 30 mark for many games this year, Sean. So hopefully if we had 19 yesterday, we can cut a few out of there today and have a little better game, have a little better result here at the end of the day.
We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break and talk about Coldwater's opponent in the girls' varsity consolation game, the Airport Jets. From Coldwater High School, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Julie's, find Julie's. For over 40 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's Jewelry is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Shop at Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, downtown Coldwater since 1968. Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike Seitz, Sean Delaney, Justin Lopshire back at the WTVB studio. We're about 7 or so minutes away from the opening tip, the Coldwater Cardinals versus the Carleton Airport Jets in the girls' varsity consolation game here at the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Usually when we talk about an Airport Jets team, it's on baseball, and it's usually near the end of May.
Yeah, you know, very good baseball program over there. Come to Coldwater a couple of times a year to play baseball, and always a tough contest. They've also got a very good women's softball team or fast pitch softball team. They're always tough in softball over there too.
Well, since you may not know that much about the Jets girls basketball team, we can tell you that they come into this game with a 3-2 overall record. They're currently 2-0 in their league, the Huron League. This play just got underway the week before Christmas break in their league. They opened up with a 46-36 win at Adrian. They lost at Tecumseh 47-26, beat Milan 56-20, beat Riverview 48-40, and then yesterday here at Cardinal Holiday Hoops, they lost to the Fremont Lady Eagles 65-21. The stat that I found most startling from the stat sheet provided by the Fremont statisticians: Fremont outscored Airport in the second half 33-3, 17-2 in the third quarter, 16-1 in the fourth.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Fremont Eagles ladies are very strong. That's a nice-looking ball club. They mix some quickness in with some good three-point shooting. They got a couple of big girls in there to rebound, and they're a complete team, and that does not surprise me, the final score of that ball game.
Well, that's not to discount what Airport's done over the course of the season. I think last night the Jets just ran into a vastly better team.
Yeah, that happens. But 3-2 in that league over there, 2-0 in that, with a nice win over Adrian. Adrian, pretty good size school, pretty good athletics over there. So this club must have some talent with a 3-2 win.
You may remember this Huron League features schools like Milan, like Riverview, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, Gross Eel, New Boston Huron, Monroe Jefferson, and Flat Rock. So primarily schools from the far southeast corner of the state.
Yeah, some good basketball played down there. So, they've got some talent for Coach Daryl Mossberg.
Jenna Meyer led the way for the Lady Jets yesterday with 9 points and 3 rebounds. Chelsea Mossberg, coach's daughter, 7 points, 2 boards. Leading the way on the rebounding side of things, Dana Hamilton, she had 5 boards to go along with her single free throw.
One thing I noticed on that Airport, their roster, Sean, is just the one senior, the coach's daughter, Chelsea Mossberg, and a lot of juniors on that club, a couple of sophomores and a freshman. So, again, they'll have a lot of these players back next year, and it seems like we've seen that a lot this year, a lot of younger teams.
Oh, we definitely saw that in Niles yesterday. So before we go to break, we can let you know the schedule of events here in the new gym at Coldwater High School for the 4 games that will be going on. After this game concludes between Carleton Airport and Coldwater, it'll be the boys' consolation game, Fremont taking on Eaton Rapids at 3:15. The girls' championship game between Fremont and Niles will be at 5. That should be a bar burner of a game. Even if you're not following either the Eagles or the Vikings, that's a game. That's a must-watch game, I think.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be up and down, quick pace. I think, you know, I like Fremont in that girls' game only because their big girls underneath are pretty tough.
And again, at 6:45, the boys' varsity championship game here between Dexter and Coldwater. We'll have that game on the radio beginning at 6:30. More specifically, I'll have that game on the radio beginning at 6:30, 6:45 tip-off. That's because, as we established, you'll be coaching your JV boys against Fremont at the same time over in the old gym.
But I look for a real good ball game between Dexter and the Cardinals tonight. Cardinals made some shots last night, something they haven't been doing. They've been playing good basketball, just haven't had the ball falling in the cylinder for them, and last night it did.
We will go ahead and take this 2-minute break and be back with the starting lineup. Saying the opening tip, it's the Airport Jets and the Coldwater Cardinals. From Coldwater High School, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop and 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
When we work together, we can accomplish great things. There's evidence of that right here at home at the Branch County Community Foundation. I'm the Executive Director, Colleen Knight. And when we pool our resources, our people, and our dollars, we can make a much greater impact and a stronger community than we can individually. At the Community Foundation, we've teamed with the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence to support an innovative anti-bullying program in local schools to reduce violence in school and over time in the home. We've partnered to purchase new tasers for the Branch County Sheriff's Department, resulting in increased safety for all of us, including the deputies. And with the Branch County United Way, we've supported their Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, which promotes parents reading to their young children, increasing literacy for those children over their lifetime. By pooling individual gifts and working together, we can truly accomplish so much more. To find out more about increasing your impact through a gift to the Community Foundation, contact us at 278-4517 or visit us at brcofoundation.org. Together, we can accomplish great things for Branch County today and in the future.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here's the starting lineup for today's girls' varsity consolation game between the Carleton Airport Jets and the Coldwater Cardinals. For the Airport Jets, 3-2 overall under head coach Daryl Mossberg. There will be three guards in the backcourt, one of them being the coach's daughter, Chelsea Mossberg, a 5'6 senior. Also, Jenna Meyer, a 5'6 junior, and Lauren French, a 5'6 junior. Up front, Brittany Schaefer, a 5'8 junior, and in the middle, Dana Hamilton, a 5'10 junior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, they dropped their fifth in a row to fall to 1-5 after yesterday's loss to Niles. Coach Kent Smoker will go with his usual suspects, if you will. In the backcourt, Megan Scorfar, a 5'4 junior, and Kendall Galloway. A 5'4 sophomore. Up front, we got Kenzie Galloway, a 6-foot senior, and Carly Smoker, a 5'10 junior. In the middle, Jordan Shirey, a 6-foot senior. Once we get underway, Coldwater will move from left to right in their home whites with the red numerals and black trim. They will be the home team. Airport will move from right to left in their navy blue jerseys with white trim.
Well, the Cardinals need a victory today. This is a team they can compete with, and just for the whole whole team, they need a victory. And they've had a pretty tough schedule after that opening win at Quincy with some pretty good ball clubs. And they need to come out here tonight, and or this afternoon, I should say, and play well.
First of four games that will be played here on this floor in the new gym at Coldwater High School. Of course, four games also going on in the old gym, the auxiliary gym, the JV bracket of the tournament. Harlan Airport versus Fremont tipping off about the same time as this contest between Harlan Airport. Actually, Harlan Airport and Niles in the old gym right now. Harlan Airport versus Coldwater here in the girls' varsity consolation side.
A little bit different officiating crew here today.
You got to get fresh bodies in there at all times when you're playing 16 games over the course of 2 days, right?
That's for sure, you know. And
Dana Hamilton and Kenzie Galloway will jump at center circle. Ball is up in the air. Kenzie slaps it in the backcourt to Jordan Shirey. Here we go. She hands off to Kendall Galloway. The Jets start off man-to-man. Shirey trying to give the ball back to Kendall Galloway. It was tipped away. Kenzie tries to chase it down. She actually winds up screening it out. The Cardinals will get it just 9 seconds in. Kenzie is looking as Schaefer's hawking her. Bounce pass comes from Kendall Galloway. It was a low bounce pass. Shirey kick it back out to Kendall Galloway for three.
Kendall for three from the corner there. That's a good start for the Cardinals.
Airport moving from right to left with their first offensive series of the game. Chelsea Mossberg take to the basket. Shot left it short. Rebound was given to Jenna Meyer. It was blocked away by Kenzie Galloway. The Jets will get it out of bounds underneath their bucket. 7:21 left to play, opening quarter, 3-0 Coldwater. And the inbound, it was kind of an ugly inbound, but Chelsea Mossberg is there to pick it up. One bounce, turnaround, and a score from the low right blocks, 3-2 Cardinals. Kenzie Galloway bounce pass intercepted by Dana Hamilton. Here we go once again. Here's the three-pointer from the right wing. It's good for Jenna Meyer.
Kind of like we started yesterday. A lot of good shooting.
Megan Scorfar attacking the weak side. A triple team collapse on her. She misses the shot, but Shirey gets it out. Kenzie Galloway off the back of the hoop on her triple. Rebounded by Shirey. Kenzie with a take to the cup. Third chance, no good. Fourth chance does go in for Jordan Shirey. You keep fighting underneath the bucket. Eventually, good things will happen. Daryl Mossberg calls a timeout with 6:31 left to play in the first quarter. A defensive breakdown necessitating that 30-second timeout. 5-5 tie, 6:31 left first quarter. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We did get this note from Coldwater freshman girls coach Amy Van Zee. Her team made it back here just in the neck of time. They finished out play in the Comstock Holiday Tournament, and the Lady Cards lost to Sturgis up there today, 44-38. Megan Lippert with a team-high 16 points. Coming out of the airport timeout, they have the ball. It's a 5-5 tie. Again, a defensive breakdown, forcing Daryl Mossberg's hand and calling that timeout, the head coach for the Jets.
Well, it was a good sign there as Jordan Shirey made that little bank shot after a nice offensive rebound. So
actually, there was a series of four offensive rebounds in that series. But eventually, the Cardinals had to find the cylinder at some point, right?
Yeah, hope so. Okay, good.
Here's a take down the middle. Chelsea Mossberg lost the ball. Here come the Cardinals. Kendall Galloway on the fast break. Layup, good, and one.
Just a great pass there by Carly Smoker, recognizing Kendall out in front of everybody. Made a nice pass to her. Kendall in for the tough layup. She's going to shoot one.
Jenna Meyer for Airport assists the first foul of the game with 5:47 left in the first quarter. 7-5 Cardinals. Remain 7-5 Cardinals with a missed ball tip. Shirey had it in her hands. Loose ball is picked up by Kendall. Now to Carly Smoker. Give it to Kenzie. Open left wing three. Bricked it short. It's going to go back to Coldwater. Brittany Schaefer couldn't haul the ball in before it rolled into the Coldwater locker room.
Cardinals need to take advantage of this break here. See if we can get an easy bucket on the inbounds play.
Kenzie floats the ball on the inbound to Jordan Shirey. It was knocked away by Oren French. They're down on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to point to Airport. Mossberg will trigger in the backcourt to her teammate Lauren French. She crosses the half-court line, 7-5 Coldwater, 5:26 left to play first quarter. Girls basketball, varsity consolation action here at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Here's a turnaround shot by Hamilton. It's a miss. Loose ball. French had her hands on it. It's taken away by the Cardinals. Score far ahead to Kenzie Galloway. Got it behind the back. Now lobs it to Carly Smoker underneath the bucket. It's short. Rebounded by Meyer for the Jets. Here they come jetting down the court. Chelsea Mossberg slows up on the left wing with Megan Scorfar picking her up on D. Ball poked away on the give to Lauren French by Kendall Galloway. The Jets will get it out of bounds. 4:56 left to play in the first quarter.
After that first couple possessions, the Cardinals looking pretty sharp on the offensive end.
French between the circles, throws to Mossberg on the left wing again. Scorefar picking her up on the man-to-man defense on the screen. The ball given back to French. Kendall trying to poke the ball away from her. Around the perimeter, moving off the screen. Bounce pass to the right wing to Meyer. Back to French. Lost her footing. Jets retain possession. Mossberg with a dribble drive cut off by a double team. Needs help. Bounce pass almost kicked away by Kenzie Galloway. She takes it away. Here comes Megan Scorefar. And the ball kicked away by Chelsea Mossberg. Wonder if Mossberg plays soccer in the spring.
She'd be a good one. Looks like a good athlete out there, but using her feet relatively well there.
Cardinals retain possession. Kenzie inbounds to younger sister. Well, she inbounds to BFF Carly Smoker to back to Kenzie. Carly Smoker picks up the loose ball. Now to Megan. Launches a three and drains a three from the left wing.
Put on the line.
That's a long two then.
Long two.
9-5. What a way to make a living for the Cardinals. 4:03 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Mossberg assessing the situation on the left wing with Scorefar guarding her. Hamilton trying to set a screen for Mossberg. She still has the ball. She launches a long two and fills it from the right side.
Nice looking little jump shot from that young lady from about 17.
Whistle and a jet foul assessed against Lauren French. It'll be her first, team second. Miranda Umim, a 5'6 sophomore, coming into the Jet lineup as Meyer takes a seat. Cardinals retain possession. They lead 9-7. Here's Kendall Galloway. Bounce pass to Kenzie. Shoots despite the triple team. Got it blocked. Loose ball collected by Scorefire. She misses on the 10-footer. The ball goes out of bounds. Back to Coldwater as the ball rolls into the other locker room. 3:27 left to play in the first quarter. 9-7 Cardinals over the Jets. Inbound to Shirey on the right wing. Back to Kenzie. Long two from the right corner. Good.
Nice inbound play there for the Cardinals. Gave Kenzie a nice easy 12-footer.
11-7 Coldwater. 3:14 counting left to play in quarter number one from here at Coldwater High School. Dana Hamilton tried to do a Statue of Liberty pass. It was knocked away by the Cardinals. The Jets retain possession. They are darn lucky to retain possession. Courtney Post coming in for the Jets. She is a 5'8 freshman. Dana Hamilton comes to the bench. 3:06 left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals lead by four. Mossberg inbounding on the right side. The count is on. Finds Umim. Umim throws the ball to Post. Shot blocked. Loose ball collected by Shirey. Kenzie Galloway, long throw to younger sister Kendall. 5-footer good.
Good pass, good catch, good shot for Kendall.
A five-footer from the left baseline, giving the Cardinals a six-point lead, 13-7, 2:45 left to play in the first quarter. Oh. Kendall Galloway bumping Lauren French, no call. French retains possession of the dribble, launches a triple over her. Eye off the glass, does not fall through the cylinder. Ball down on the ground. Score, Farr Newman going after it. Cardinals collect it. Now Kenzie Galloway ahead to Kendall. 2:22 left to play in the first quarter. Kendall to Shirey, back to Kendall on the left wing. Now to the free throw line. Smoker, wide right, loose ball, one and done. Tip to French. The Jets save the ball after the poke away. Mossberg back to French. 2:05 left to play in the first quarter. Coldwater leads by 6, 13-7. There's a take by Chelsea Mossberg. Was blocked. The ball down on the ground. Kenzie on her knees gives it to Megan Scorefar. Now Scorefar bounce past the Smoker on the right elbow. Double team on her. Back up top to Scorefar. Moving to her left is a Jets resetting their defense man-to-man. Kenzie Galloway on the right corner moves to the wing, long two, bounces, goes over the backboard, and it's going to go to the Jets. Jenna Meyer checking back in for Carlton Airport. French to the bench. I'm a poet, and I didn't know it.
Not quite as fast a paced game as some of them we've seen in recent weeks here for the girls. Carlton Airport, very similar to the Cardinals. We'll run a little bit, but not the pressing style of a Niles. That they
or,
saw yesterday.
Or Gull Lake.
Or Gull Lake.
Lakeview,
or Lakeview.
Harper Creek. Jets ball. The ball low bounce pass. Bad bounce pass to Meyer, taken away by the Cardinals. Kendall Galloway. Her take was blocked from behind by Post. She hauls it in. Courtney Post to Chelsea Mossberg for the Jets. And the ball knocked away from behind by Kendall Galloway playing good D. The Jets retain possession. First substitution for Coldwater will come in the form of Shelby Bowers, 5'11 junior. Carly Smoker taking a well-earned breather, sitting next to Dad. The inbound to Courtney Post. She's at the top of the key. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. The Cardinals lead 13-7. A take on the left baseline is short for Mossberg. Rebound ripped down by Bowers, ahead to Scorefar. Scorefar had numbers, throws the ball to Galloway. Kenzie Galloway up top to Kendall. Thought three will get it to Scorefar. Long two from the right side, rolls off the hoop. Loose ball is going to be collected by Mossberg. 40 seconds left in the quarter.
Cardinals getting some good looks at the hoop right now.
More so than we've seen in the past, maybe the past three, four games.
Yes, they are. Just got to knock a few more of them down.
That's a problem that is similar to what their counterparts on the boys' team have faced most of the season until last night. A shot for two by Chelsea Mossberg. No good. Rebound putback does go in.
Jenna Myers with that two.
She leads the Jets with five. The Jets trail by four, 13-9. A shot by Scorefar from 15 left side. Blocked from behind. There's going to be a whistle and a Jet foul. Courtney Post with her first, team third. The Cardinals have not committed a foul yet. To the free throw line for Megan Scorefar. 4.2 seconds left to play, opening quarter. First one rolls off the hoop. Shirey getting her well-earned breather here at the end of the quarter and into the beginning of the second quarter. Haley Ranke, 5'10 junior, coming in for her. Second of two from the charity stripe. That one goes through the twine. Scorefar splits the pair. It's now 14-9. Should be 14-9, right?
Should be 14-9, yeah.
Yep, they put the points on the wrong side of the board as another round of substitutions comes in for Airport.
A little different.
Paige Post coming in. She has the ball, and she's not going to be able to do anything at the buzzer.
That should be
14-9, right?
Yeah.
14-9 Cardinals after one. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Mike Side, Sean Delaney, and Justin Lopshire back at the WTVB studios producing and engineering. Down at the scores table, it's Ken Delaney on the PA mic, Margo Boyd, the official scorekeeper, and Scott Carpenter running the main scoreboard. The second quarter gets underway here at Coldwater High School. The Cardinals with a ball and a five-point lead, 14-9, as the score did get corrected on the scoreboard. Shot from five for Kenzie Galloway. Short. She gets her own rebound, reverses out to score far from the left side. No good. Ball goes out of bounds to the Jets. The Jets turning up a little bit more pressure on the defense.
A little 1-2-2 half-court press there. Didn't seem to give the Cardinals a whole lot of problems.
Aside from the miss on the take to the bucket, but that's neither here nor there. Eden Rapids boys have just arrived here at Coldwater High School. They will take on Fremont in the boys' consolation game at 3:15. Airport ball trailing by five. Mossberg almost had the ball poked away by Scorefar. Scorefar trailing around that man-to-man defense. On the weave, it comes to Meyer. Thought three will get it to French. It's like we're back to the starting unit out on the floor for the Jets. Dana Hamilton, sideline, baseline right, will get it back out to Mossberg. Whistle, and 3 seconds in the lane against the Jets.
Yeah, number 24, French, was in there for probably seven or eight. The official tried to give her the benefit of the doubt, but she never moved.
Here's that 1-2-2 half-court press. The Cardinals able to break it. Score far to an open. Bowers off the glass and good from the right side.
Good catch by Shelby. Good use of the backboard. 2 points.
Cardinals lead by seven once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not. Timeout, Daryl Mossberg, 6:42 left to play in the first half. Coldwater now leads 18-9. It's another 30. So we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Coldwater Cardinal girls scoring the first 4 points here in the second quarter and looking pretty comfortable doing so. They lead Airport 18-9, thus the final 30-second timeout that their head coach, Daryl Mossberg, had to burn.
Well, the Cardinals have come out, and where they got the advantages on the defensive end is they've played real well there, and they've gotten some easy shots with some pokeaways and some easy layups.
The defense, in other words, setting up their offense.
That's for sure.
Airport ball coming out of the timeout. We did see Kelly Peruki check in. Or did she check in yet? Nope.
She's still down there on the bench. I don't know why she's not going in.
Yeah, she went to the scores table, and then Coach Ken Smoker called her back. Well,
there she is. She's kind of hiding.
She was hiding from you. Oh, there we go. Kelly Peruki, 5'6 senior, coming in for Coldwater. Looks like Megan Scorfar getting a well-earned breather. Kendall to Kelly Peruki, threw over Shelby Bauer's fingertips. Chelsea Mossberg did not get her mitts on it. The Jets will get it out of bounds in the backcourt. So we see the members of the Fremont Eagle boys basketball team and their hefty entourage, which is about double the size of the actual team.
Well,
coming in for the boys' consolation game later tonight.
That's the JV and the varsity there.
But still, quite a nice entourage there as the Jets throw the ball away this end of the floor. Courtney Post will get ready to check in for the Jets on the next dead ball. They're throwing out a 1-2-2 zone press in the half court. Kendall finding Kenzie in the front court. Back to Kendall for three. Up top, it bounces off the rim. No good. Peruki with a nice rebound and a take from seven. Does not go in. Rebounded by Mossberg. Chelsea Mossberg in traffic. Bounce pass to a streaking Lauren French. Layup short. She draws a foul and will go up for a pair. The first foul assessed against the Cardinals coming with 5:42 left in the second quarter. It will go against Kendall Galloway.
Kendall had good position there. She just needs to hold her ground there and take that charge. She kind of turned her body. She didn't want to get hit, which I don't blame her. But
French draws iron on the first of two from the charity stripe. Post will come in for the Jets. Meyer to the bench. Meyer leading the Jets with 5 points. Mossberg with four. Meanwhile, Kendall Galloway leading the Cardinals with seven first quarter points. A miss on both ends of the trip to the charity stripe for French. Here come the Cardinals. They lead 18-9. A sling and a wide open Haley Ranke off the glass and good.
Nice job by Haley taking that right to the bucket there.
5'10 junior with her first points of the game. The Cardinals have cracked 20. 20-9. They lead by 11. Their biggest lead so far. Poke away by Kenzie Galloway away from French. Kenzie Galloway has numbers. Layup good. Plus one.
The defense sets up two more there. Those long arms of Kenzie Galloway is just poking that ball away. Easy layup. Got a chance for three-point play here, the old-fashioned way.
Lauren French picks up her second foul, team fourth. She'll come to the bench. Miranda Umim comes in for her. Kenzie Galloway to attempt to finish the three-point play, and she does. She now has 7 points. Just like her younger sister, Kendall. Coldwater leads 23-9, 5:12 left to play first half. Here's Mossberg moving to the left baseline, shot from the block short. She gets her own rebound, taken away by Kenzie Galloway. Kenzie, long throw to Kendall on the left wing. The Jets set up in their man-to-man defense. Now the toss to Kelly Peruki. It's blocked by Courtney Post. The Cardinals get it back. Kenzie inside to Bowers, trying to post up, kick it back out to Kendall. Now Ranke running on the motion back to Kendall Galloway. 4:42 left to play in the first half. It's 23-9. Cardinals lead by 14. Off the screen by Bowers. A shot from the right elbow and a score for Kendall.
Good pull-up jump shot there for Kendall from about 12 foot off the nice there by Shelby Bowers.
25-9. Cardinals 4:23 left to play in the first half. Here is Chelsea Mossberg moving off the screen to the left wing. Needs help. Trying to get it inside to Brittany Schaefer. Her shot short. Rebound tipped several times. It's down on the ground. Ripped away by Haley Ranke. Here comes Kendall Galloway. Throws it to Kenzie. Moving to the right elbow. Shot. Bounces and a score.
I guess
bounces are really going the way for the Cardinals right now in the literal and figurative sense.
Well, we said they needed to get a few of those to drop, and they have today.
18-point lead, 27-9. Mossberg throws the ball to Shelby Bowers for the Cardinals, was looking for Schaefer.
Good job there by Shelby Bowers.
Kendall Galloway slings the ball inside to Bowers. She couldn't handle the ball, and Brittany Schaefer gets the ball right back. A giveaway and a takeaway, both in the span of 5 seconds, a whistle and a foul drawn by Chelsea Mossberg. It'll go against Coldwater's Kenzie Galloway, who's guarding her. Her first, team second. Megan Scorefar back in. Andrea Soles in for the first time, the 5'5 senior. Also, Jordan Shirey and Carly Smoker back in. Good minutes for the girls coming to the bench, Bowers and Ranke.
Sure was. Ranke did a real nice job. Both Ranke and Bowers did a real nice job on the defensive end and rebounding.
Chelsea Mossberg getting a breather meanwhile for the Jets. The inbound comes to Umim. Running on the curl. Shot blocked, picked up by Carly Smoker on the low right blocks. Here comes Megan Scorefar. She'll play a little bit of point here to Andrea Soles. Long two from the right corner. Just a little short. Rebounded by Schaefer.
Andrea Soles seeing her first action of the night.
A toss to Umim. Launches a triple. It was blocked. Andrea Soles might have gotten her hands on it. The Jets retain possession. They trail, though, by 18, 27-9. 3 minutes left to play in the half. Umim running on the curl.
Ooh.
Drew the foul. Not quite sure how that was a shot because it was nowhere near close to the bucket. Kelly Perucki picking up her first foul, team third, to the charity stripe with 2:58 left to play in the first half for Miranda Uman.
Yeah, that was one of those shots, Sean, where you don't know what else to do with the ball. I'm just going to throw it towards the basket and hope I get fouled.
Mossberg and Meyer back in for the Jets. Taking a breather will be Dana Hamilton and Brittany Schaefer. Currently 27-9, Uman backed at the charity stripe for the final shot, which she misses wide left, and rebound by Smoker. It remains 27-9 Cardinals. Megan Scorefar throws the ball to Kelly Perucki, drives baseline right side, 12-foot running jumper short, gets her own rebound, put back wide right, the ball knocked out by the Jets. Ladies, you got to do a better job of hauling the ball in before it rolls into either locker room. Kelly Perucki will inbound underneath the bucket, 2:45 left in the half, and floats it to Shirey, gets it. Low left blocks to Carly Smoker, and she scores.
Good catch by Carly there.
Coldwater leads by 20. The Jets have not scored yet. They still haven't scored. The three-pointer by Myers draws iron on the right wing. Here come the Cardinals. Score far to an open Jordan Shirey. Too far underneath the bucket. Left it short. Loose ball collected by Perucki from the free throw line. In and out. Rebounded by Solves. Trying to get it out to score far. It was poked away by Umem. Retaining possession now. Perucki inside to Shirey. A little short. Rebound put back by Scorefar. Overshot it. Rebounded by French. French ahead to Meyer. Had numbers. And as I think Meyer caught the ball and was straddling the baseline doing so. Or
Megan Scorefar was, I think. She must have had her foot on the line down there when she touched it.
Haitlin Stasa comes in for the first time for the Jets, a 5'6 junior. They retain possession, but they trail by nine, still looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Umim is between the circles on the left wing to French. Scorefar guarding her. The toss to the right corner. Mossberg almost lost it. Tough double team on her. The bounce pass to Umim, almost taken away by Souls. A whistle and a foul. Kelly Perucki picking up her second foul. Michaela Gillette will see her first action of the night. The 5'4 junior coming in for Perucki. Minute 37 left to play in the half. It's the Cardinals 29, the Jets 9. Umim floats the ball on the inbound to French. A shot and another miss. Here come the Cardinals. Megan Scorefar with the rebound. On the top of the key to Gillette. An awkward catch. It was taken away by Courtney Post. Post almost traveled with the ball. She was able to get away with it. The Jets retain possession. They trail by 20. Here's Mossberg on the left wing with Gillette picking her up on D. Now moving to the free throw line. Kick it out to the right wing. Umim thought three, but Souls is guarding her. Now the give. Bounce pass intended for Myers. Intercepted by Shirey. Here comes Scorefar with under a minute left to play. Here's a streaking Michaela Gillette off the glass and good on the high finger roller.
Michaela showing some real quickness there from the baseline.
17-0. The Cardinals have outscored Airport here in the second quarter. 31-9 the current score. The Jets have the ball. 36 seconds left to play in the first half. The shot by Post falls short. Souls with a rebound, a score far ahead to Michaela Gillette, inside to Carly Smoker, trying to post up. Ooh. Gets a nice roll, a tremendous roll for Carly Smoker.
Just snuck that one off over the rim there.
16 seconds and counting for the Airport Jets to try and get something into the scorebook here in the second quarter. They have not scored yet. Mossberg hanging on to the ball, a double team collapses on her, almost a steal by Smoker, underhands to Stasa. 25-footer draws iron, and the shutout in the second quarter is complete. Coldwater outscoring the Jets 19-0. They take a 33-9 lead into the locker room at the half. Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
It's halftime at Coldwater High School, the girls' varsity consolation game here at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. It's been all Cardinals over Carleton Airport, 33-9 your halftime score. Halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First for the Airport Jets, Chelsea Mossberg with four. Jenna Meyer leading the way with five. All nine of those points were scored in the first quarter. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Megan Scorefire with three. Haley Ranke with two. Kendall and Kenzie Galloway each with nine to lead all scorers. Carly Smoker with four. Shelby Bowers, two. Jordan Shirey, two. Michaela Gillette, two. Those are the 33 that are up on the board for the Cardinals. By the quarters, 14-9 in the first, 19-0 in the second. Favor the Cardinals.
Well, the Cardinals got a few good rolls in that second quarter, and they played some good basketball. And a little bit different type of game. It more suits the Cardinals. Not a lot of pressure, not a lot of defensive pressure, giving them a chance to get into some of their offensive sets. And they've done a real good job with that. And the big thing is they've finished tonight, much like the boys did last night. The Cardinal girls have finished around the basket and got some nice, easy looks, and they've made them. And makes a big difference. We're We're glad to see that 33-9 score for the Cardinals.
Chance to talk about some of the other tournament action that's been going around in the past weekend. Let's first start off over at the historic Battle Creek Central Fieldhouse, where the Bearcats hosted the annual Chuck Turner Holiday Classic, a memorial to the legendary longtime coach of the Bearcats. They don't do a strict tournament format up there. It's more of a round robin. There is one game played on Thursday, and the Bearcats beat Milwaukee South Division out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 47-43. The next night, the Bearcats picked up their first loss of the season, losing to Milan, 57-54. Lakeview played last night and lost to Milwaukee South Division, 64-58. The Spartans falling to 2-3 on the season.
That kind of surprised me, the Spartans falling to 2-3. But, you don't know what that team from Milwaukee brings down, but looks like a pretty good ball club. Played Battle Creek Central tough and then beat a nice solid Lakeview team, and I was surprised. You told me earlier that Milan had knocked off Battle Creek Central, and Battle Creek Central, a powerhouse. I think Milan's class B.
Class B, yeah.
So a nice win for Milan for that ball club there.
Meanwhile, yesterday at Kalamazoo Christian and at Bronson High School's semifinal games in the A&K Enterprises Holiday Tournament. That's that tournament that Sturgis, Bronson, K Christian, and Portage Northern have traditionally participated in year after year for the past, at least for the past decade.
Yeah, I got to believe it might be longer than that, but you're right, at least 10, 15 years. Yep.
Well, in girls' action, the Lady Vikings fell to 3-2, losing to Portage Northern 55-33. K Christian beat Sturgis by 5, 42-37. On the boys' side, Sturgis was a 54-42 winner at K Christian. Bronson lost to visiting Portage Northern 69-38. The Viking boys are still looking for their first win of the season, falling to 0-3. So the schedule of games that are being played today, all four of the games we played at Sturgis. Girls varsity consolation, Sturgis against Bronson at 3. Boys consolation, K Christian against Bronson. And then the championship games at 6 and 7:30 for the girls, K Christian against Portage Northern at 6. For the boys, Sturgis versus Portage Northern at 7:30.
Well, Bronson, you mentioned 0-3 on the season, right, Sean?
Yep.
That'll be the Cardinals' opponent after tonight game for at least the boys. I don't know about the girls or not.
The girls will actually play a couple of weeks later.
A little tough time going on over there as they looking to rebuild a little bit, but some good basketball all over the state. So
even right here, as the Cardinals emerge from the locker room, girls leading the Airport Jets 33-9 second half. In 2 minutes, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
It's time once again to close the door on 1 year while welcoming a new year of possibilities. And your celebration will be one to remember when you spend the evening at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. They'll have music by Jim Dove and Roger Roberts from 8 to midnight, along with drink specials and hors d'oeuvres throughout the evening, and champagne at the stroke of 12. Welcome 2014 at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or mobilia.com. How about a 2012 Dodge 2500 Crew 4x4 with tow package, just $489 per month? Looking for a lower cost ride with lots of room? Mobilia has a 2006 Dodge Dakota Club 4x4 with V6, just $177 per month. Step up with a 2013 Dodge 1500 Quad 4x4 with Hemi, just $449 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Donner, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stoddard, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.